Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and I'm here to answer some of your questions in this year's Creator Q&A. Kobe Kent asks, what kind of recording equipment do you use? Which is your favorite? Okay, so the equipment I use now, like, it's really varied over time. When I first started out, I was just using my phone, and that was a Samsung Galaxy S7. I have a history of owning, like, older phones. And then from there, I upgraded to what I'm actually recording this on right now, which is the Blue Yeti. That's one that's just been kind of a staple for my traditional ASMR since I started my channel. Well, since the cell phone days. But after that, then I got the 3DO, which the one I have now is the 3DO FS-XLR. I started out with the smaller version, and then I ended up upgrading to the XLR, which is what I record a lot of the third-person binaural stuff with. And then I also have an in-ear binaural microphone, and that's what I wear when I'm recording first-person binaural sound effects. That one actually is, I think, like, my favorite. It's like, it's hard to say specifically, like, yes, exactly this microphone, but I feel like I probably have the most fun with the ones that I wear inside my own ears. Just because that means I get to direct myself and my own movement as, like, the listener, and that can be kind of fun on, like, a play kind of level, you know, cause I'll just be running around the place and being like, I hope this sounds good. But it's fun. And then for that one, along with the 3DO, I have to plug those into an external recorder. And so for that one, I use the Zoom H1N. Yeah. So that's everything. Sophie asks, cheese of choice for cheeseburgers? This is also a really good question and actually kind of difficult to answer because hear me out. Okay. I love food. And I love eating and going to different restaurants and trying different things and creating different recipes. And, like, if I'm going to make a cheeseburger, are we talking, like, traditional cheeseburger where it's, like, cheese, like, lettuce, tomato, you know, bun, meat, all that kind of stuff? Or are we talking, like, a fancier cheeseburger, like, you know, Mediterranean style, or maybe, like, a bacon cheeseburger or something like that? Because I feel like your choice of cheese needs to change based on the condiments and the toppings that you're using. So assuming your topping, I can't talk. See, like, I just put out bloopers before this and I'm like, you know, there's so much I just end up deleting because I'm working and I'm editing and I'm in the middle of this process, and I'll just be like, okay, I can't copy and paste all of the stuff into the bloopers file. Cause there would be a lot. There would be even more. I try to keep the best ones, but there's fucking up when you talk is easy. So anyway, that being said, assuming you're talking about a traditional cheeseburger, which is just beef patty, cheese, traditional condiments, I know American is, like, typical for fast food, and I get it because it melts really easily at a low temperature point because it's not really cheese. It's, like, pasteurized dairy, milk product, whatever. I can't get past the texture. It freaks me out. Something about the taste-texture combo, it's not for me. So American's never going to be my choice. That being said, if it's a typical burger, I'll probably go for, like, a sharp cheddar, some kind of sharp cheese, probably a sharp cheddar, like, most often. However, pepper jack is also a really, really close second. So I think if I was going to say traditional cheeseburger, it'd be one slice of sharp cheddar and one slice of pepper jack, and then probably with, like, bacon too, because that, with lettuce and tomato, it's like a BLT and a cheeseburger all in one. And it's amazing. So that's, yeah, that's my thought. Maybe that's, like, super American answer. Like, what's your favorite cheese? Multiple cheeses. Brandon Tracy asks, hello. So I love the fact that you do fantasy-themed videos and characters. But I've always wondered if you play fantasy games like D&D, for example. I actually have in the past. I had a friend get me into it. At first, I was really hesitant, which is silly because I do role play, but it always seemed so I guess the way people described it to me seemed so odd. And then when I finally got into audio role plays, hearing my friend describe it again, I was like, wait a minute, this sounds a lot like what I do. Anyway, so yes, I have, and it's something I definitely want to do again in the future if I get the right party and we all like can agree on committing to it, because getting people to commit to is also hard. Like, you have to get just the right group in the right time. So it can be tough. But otherwise, yes, I would love to again. Aloha, it's C asked, what is your favorite type of pizza? That's tough. I would say one that I probably get most often, if I would just pick, would be like a supreme pizza, because something about that mixture of multiple meats and multiple vegetables, it's got a good like all these different flavors in your mouth, a good amount of texture, like lots of toppings guaranteed. They're not going to skimp out on you even if they want to, because it's fucking supreme, bitch. Like, pizza for a king, motherfucker. That's the best one. Yes, supreme. I love it. And I love anchovies. And if you don't, you're missing out, because those are really good. An acquired taste, I guess. But they're super salty little fish. They're amazing. Anyway, supreme pizza with anchovies and extra olives if I can. Edward Lay asks, what recording / editing software do you use? All I pretty much use for my audio stuff is Audacity. I use it to record through. I use it to edit. It's just such a simple program, and it's free, and it's really user-friendly. Like, it, when you first look at Audacity, at least when I did, I'm like, what is this basic bitch-ass program? But it works so well. I've got a lot of friends like moved on to Audacity because they're like, I don't know. And I'm just like, just try it. It's a really good program. I've had other people suggest other ones to me, but I just keep going back to Old Faithful. But yeah, just Audacity. Lavender Delight asks, if you could exchange matching friendship necklaces with any fictional character, including your own, or with a person from history, who would it be and why? I would exchange a friendship necklace with Abe Lincoln, because that way on the back of his necklace, it would warn him about his own assassination, and I could save President Lincoln from getting shot. Genius answer, right? Yeah, perfect answer. The Mexicant asks, do you know how to kickflip? I do not. Do not ask me to do it. I will fall on my face. CW asks, where do you get your ideas for monster girls? Vampires and werewolves are pretty common, but what about a monster like Venus? Venus was actually a creation of my own. I'm not going to go in any more detail because I do plan to go into detail in the future. But a lot of monster girl research I'll do will come with like researching actual historical monsters from different cultures and things like that. But when it comes to creating stuff on my own, I honestly never know how to answer that question. It's like, I don't know why my brain does the thing it does. I don't have a way to trigger it. I just think, what sounds interesting? And my brain either succeeds in giving me something that I say, yeah, maybe I'll think more about that and try to, you know, extrapolate on that idea and maybe make it a story. And sometimes I'm like, I need to think of an idea. And my brain's like, hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you go fuck yourself? And it's like, okay. So the best thing I would say is, if you're really stuck, it can be awesome to look into just like past mythology, legends and things like that. Just even if you don't want to do the exact kind of creature, to see the things that are present, like the characteristics, and kind of maybe create your own kind of based off stuff like that, anything that inspires you. It's just seeking inspiration can be the biggest help if you're stuck. Or sometimes like me, going outside and whining like a little baby, you know, stomping my little feet, throwing a tantrum. Hyperam asks, is it weird to be constantly listening to your own voice, or do you get used to it after a while? I would say it really depends on like my state of mind or the audio that I'm listening to. Usually I've been listening to it enough that it doesn't bother me. Sometimes I can get annoyed if I have to listen to like moaning, for example, on an erotic after a while and just want to tell myself to shut up. Like, come on, please, please stop. Cause it's like multiple hours of moaning. Like it can be hot and erotic for like 20 minutes, but when you go, okay, and I'm going to listen to that like 10 times in a row, just for editing's sake, like it's not going to be sexy. Listen to it for technical problems. After a while, it's like, oh my God, okay, this was hot when I wrote it. And now I just want to strangle myself because I won't stop talking about how good it is. But most of the time, it isn't that strange because the voice that I tend to use for most characters doesn't really feel like my own voice. It's not like the casual voice that I use when I'm talking to friends, for example. So it doesn't, in a way, really feel like listening to myself. I think it can be hard for me to move past seeing and listening to everything I do with a critical ear and then just going, okay, now enjoy it as entertainment. And I think moving past that can be kind of difficult. But yeah, you definitely get used to it. Ira Boggles asks, if you could turn any of your audio series into a movie / TV series, what would you pick and why? Like, my gut reaction is to say the crossover series, just because I think that would be a really fun, like, fantasy series or movie. But honestly, I'd also really like to see the serial killer series, which would probably be way too fucked up for anybody, but, like, I just really like that character. I don't know. NightMinx17 asks, favorite character you've done? Is there a favorite quote from any of the audios you've produced? Probably my favorite character is the yandere, really tsundere werewolf girl. I really like how her character has grown, and she's just so sweet. Like, she's just a very sweet, genuine person as a character. And I also have a soft spot for the serial killer. Not to say that, like, I can relate to her, but the frustration that she feels sometimes, I'm like, you know, if I didn't have a soul, if I didn't have a moral center, you know, I feel like we can all appreciate being frustrated like that, right? Well, I can at least. Not that I would kill people, but that frustration I understand. And then as far as quotes, I don't think I have any. Probably if there would be any, it would be from that supervillain role play that I did a while ago. I just feel like villains get the best lines. So probably something from there. You can go back and listen and like tell me in the comments if you have one that's your favorite. Because I've written so much at this point too. I can't possibly tell you. Like I've written a lot. I think it was the line where I'm going, oh yeah. A Broad Painter 7 asks, what would your thoughts be on a slightly less ASMR-driven roleplay kind of series? Definitely have good ideas there. Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. I've done series before that really aren't super ASMR and much more story-focused. So yeah, if it's a good story and a good series, I have no problem with doing it. It doesn't have to be ASMR-heavy at all. Mostly all I care about is that it's good. Black Moon asks, do you get overwhelmed by all the different series / stories you have to do? Sometimes it can feel overwhelming, but only if I look at it, like if I step back and examine my whole channel and all the different series that I've done. Because normally I have so many things coming out, I just tend to focus on like each thing that's coming out as it's coming out, instead of pulling back and going, okay, which, you know, series do I need to finish? Because if I do that, I have so many different series that it would be a little overwhelming, you know? Sometimes it can be difficult, I think, as my channel has grown, to really keep track of all the different series that I have and all the different updates that I have to do. That's one thing I've definitely struggled with. As much as I'm grateful that my channel's grown, part of me is like, wow, okay, it's a lot. And my brain's like, yeah, I remember what I said earlier. It still applies. Patron user 201 asks, have you considered doing audiobooks? Yes, I have actually. My only issue is that I'm so busy with the channel that the stuff that I would really consider doing, I wouldn't have the free time to pursue it. Or I guess I would, but I would have to get a better handle on all the things that I'm currently going, handling this is difficult, you know? So maybe in the future, I think it'd be something that I would really like to do. Ideally, just I was always that kid in school that volunteered to read because I enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed narrating, so I think it would be something that'd be a lot of fun if I had the time to do it. Jero Dragon asks, what's your favorite type of script to receive from others in terms of topic, way it's written, what happens within the script itself, the character, etc.? For me, okay, honestly, my favorite type of script to receive is one that's formatted properly. And no dig at people that send me scripts that aren't formatted well, but sometimes I get scripts that are sent to me as a singular block of type. And it can be really difficult for me when I'm trying to sift through scripts to see something like that and not automatically want to just reject it outright because it's so difficult to read, basically. So one of the most appealing things for me is if I sent a script that is spelled correctly, that is grammatically correct, or at least is spoken in a way that sounds authentic and is structured properly. The actual space, like the length of the script, isn't as important. Although if you do send me a script that's like 500 words, I'm going to send it back and be like, hey, can you maybe triple this or like, you know, add another 700 words and make it longer? Because if it's super short, that's a problem. Also, you know, ideally don't send me a script that's like 12 pages long because I do make so many audios a week. I can't really do scripts that are like an hour long or something every time as an audio because I would just never stop working and I would eventually go insane. So in an attempt to kind of avoid that, shorter scripts like 1,200 to 1,500 words are good. Even up to 2,000 words are fine if it's really necessary for a script because I know with some stories you can't exactly cut them down. I'm willing to make allowances for a good story for sure. And something, honestly, if it's well written, if the characters are engaging and interesting, if they have a nice voice, if I can kind of see a future for the series, all of those things are things that I look for. A character that I think the audience would enjoy, you know? Although sometimes some of them I've played characters that I'm like, people are going to be pissed, but also I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. But that's the cool thing about owning a channel is you're like, yeah, it's my channel. I'm going to do a horrible character. You're going to get Yandere Grandmother and you can't stop me. Alexis asks, any advice for a fellow, albeit way less experienced, writer? What are some of your favorite things about writing / seeing your stories, worlds, and characters come to life? I would say the biggest thing is just to sit down and make yourself write. Even if it's anything, even if it sucks. My biggest hurdle getting over writing was just making myself write. Because I'd have all these ideas, and then I'd be like, cool, I have all these ideas I've outlined, and then the actual writing part would have to happen and I would just go, maybe tomorrow. Or I would sit and I would try to write a sentence. Oh, it's not coming out or whatever. Sometimes it's best to just start. And even if your writing sucks, just keep going until you kind of get past that point where it's not so difficult anymore. And then you can go back and edit. Don't sit there and write a sentence and re-edit it a million times over trying to get it just right. Like, you can push through and try to keep going. When it comes to your second question, one of my favorite things about writing / seeing my characters come to life, one of the best things has been people's reaction to it. Seeing other people get invested in the characters that you've grown to love and have become invested in yourself through writing them. That's just one of the coolest fucking things, to kind of share this world with a group of other people that are also interested in it too. It feels powerful and special and kind of magical in a way that may be corny as fuck, but I don't care. It still does and is. That's probably the one of the nicest things is just getting feedback and getting such continuously positive feedback from so many people and meeting so many amazing, talented people, especially ones who've shared their scripts with me. And it's just been a really awesome thing, just completely through and through. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and I will answer some more of your questions next week. All right, I love you guys. Bye. Mwah.